For the past 10 years, Brazil has seen a boom in the number of official Indian territories. Since the government recognized the tribes' right to their traditional lands in 1988, 250,000 square miles have been set aside, an area the size of Texas. And more is in the works. In fact, some non-Indians are complaining that the tribes are swallowing up too much valuable land. NPR's Martin Costi reports from the Brazilian Amazon.
Amazonian tribes tend to be on the small side. The Tenharim community, for example, consists of only about 600 members, spread out over a half dozen villages. The population may be small, but the children growing up here have a lot to explore. Almost 2,000 square miles of pristine forest. Zelito Tenharim, the brother of the local chief, gives the name of this territory in their native language. Switching to Portuguese, Zelito says this region was set aside for his tribe in 1996. We're preserving this land so we can keep the history, Zelito says, so we can have it for our children from one generation to the next. The tribe has asked the government to expand its territory by another 300 square miles. Zelito says it's the only way his people can be sure that their forests and rivers are safe. We see the way the Federal Environmental Protection Agents work. They're for sale, Zelito says. He says the tribe does a much better job of protecting the land under its control. Environmentalists agree. Nurit Bensoussan is with Brazil's Socio-Environmental Institute. She says one of the best examples of Indian environmentalism is Xingu Park, a tribal reserve located in the middle of one of the most deforested areas of the Amazon.
When you fly, you see the border of the park. When you see images, satellite images, or even maps, it's so easy to see the border of the park. The contrast is amazing.
Bensoussan says Indian land is often better protected than national parks, which are understaffed and are constantly invaded by illegal timber and mining operations. Under Brazilian law, no one is allowed on Indian land without permission from the tribe and the government. While Brazil's environmentalists welcome the expanding tribal borders, farmers in the Amazon are less enthusiastic. Some of them were given homesteads in areas that are now being recognized as Indian land, and they have little choice but to accept resettlement. Otavio Bonamigo's modest wooden farmhouse is just a few miles from the Tenharim boundary. And he says that makes him nervous.
The Indian keeps advancing. He wants the white man's land and he wants more and more. We've had to fight hard to keep from losing everything.
Settlers believe environmentalists are using tribal reservations as a backdoor means of turning the Amazon into a big nature preserve. It's easy to understand why the settlers feel betrayed. Millions of them arrived here in the 1970s and 80s, encouraged by the pro-development policies of the old military regime. But since the return of democracy, the government has found the Indians to be the rightful owners of more than 23% of the Amazon, and counting. Bonamigo says he's especially annoyed by the Indians' popularity among foreigners.
On TV, I saw a Brazilian Indian in the English Parliament. Outside Brazil, Indians are in charge. If they say they want a piece of the Amazon, they get it.
Europeans have shown the Indians a lot of support. Germany donated $17 million for teams of surveyors to set the Indians' boundaries, as well as for equipment for tribal border patrols. Environmentalist Nurit Bensoussan says she understands the settlers' frustration, and she says it's natural that pioneer farmers have trouble understanding what the Indians are doing with all that land.
People could say, okay, but they don't need such a big land to feed themselves. Of course they don't. But you know, if you think about cultural preservation, yes, they need. You have to preserve different ways of life that those people have.
And Bensoussan adds that there's no guarantee that the Indians won't develop their land. A few tribes have allowed lumber companies in, causing the kind of clear-cutting that would be illegal outside Indian territory. Nonetheless, pro-development interests in the Amazon tend to see Indian lands as a waste of resources, and they're pushing for legislation to limit their size. This has increased the sense of urgency among tribes that are still waiting to get their borders recognized, As one tribal leader said, Indians aren't used to having the government on their side, and they don't expect the situation to last forever. Martin Costi, NPR News, on the Trans-Amazonic Highway.